Part 3.
You know how short of a period of time that the media was talking about quitting smoking?
Yeah.
It was like a thing for a week, and then they came in and were just like, you better quit telling people to quit smoking or we're gonna hammer down. Like, we need people to buy our tobacco. Fuck COVID. They can all die.
No, it was just like, it wasn't even that. It was just like, they hate the fact that people want to be healthy, because healthy people don't need to go to the doctor as much. And healthy people don't need to, you know, continue to buy different sizes of clothes and, you know, twice the price ergonomical chairs that'll hold their fat ass. Like,
dude, I went into Walmart one time.
Yeah, Bandcamp.
Legitimately could not find a single shirt a size under an XL.
Yeah, no, and I believe it. And that's what America's coming to, because they want to keep people unhealthy, unknowledgeable, and this isn't a race thing. This is everybody, okay? That's the problem with the internet. It's a double-edged sword for them, because they can preach out whatever information they want, but people are starting to figure out that I can go other places and get that information. It's probably more factual. Yeah. And then you go from A to B, people are figuring it out, and they're freaking out because they need people unhealthy. So what do? The sugar content and things. Sugar is one of the most addictive substances in the world.
Yep.
The sugar content goes boop, 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 and people get diabetes, and it causes all these, you know, heart problems and liver problems and cancer.
Yeah,
and that processed shitty
sugar. And that is another thing that goes along with our topic, is that with the healthcare and all this stuff, it's all one big system to A, lower the population, and B, make money. Yeah. That's literally the goal of the elites, pretty much. And you want to talk about red flag?
Become gods.
So all the stuff that they put in food and drinks and stuff, it's like, what do you mean you need cyanide at a tiny amount in the drink? You know, just that.
Yeah, be freaking out there for something. No,
as an excuse. I'm just saying there's so many chemicals in a lot of these drinks and stuff in food. It's like, well, no, hold on. It's a small enough amount that it won't hurt you at all. Why is it in there? What? You cannot tell me that. What's the one? There was a chemical they were talking about today on the radio that they said, who was it? Old Spice. Old Spice apparently had a recall because of the fact that there was a chemical in there that was known to get in the blood and cause leukemia. Okay? You cannot tell me that that chemical is what gives it just a beautiful smell. Smells so good. No, dude, you can use something else. Why is that in there? Because they are putting that in there to make people unhealthy, so that way they can go to the hospital, get charged a shit ton of money, they can make money, and also lower our population.
When you're talking about, yeah, no shit with the population control thing, but that's a whole different episode. With deodorant is a perfect example. One, if we all didn't wear deodorant, no one would know that we stunk, because everybody smells the same. We get used to it.
Right. Yeah, probably.
Number two, they've known for a long time that there's aluminum in antiperspirants. And that aluminum causes cancer.
Yeah.
From breast cancer.
Is it aluminum or is it lead?
It's aluminum.
Okay.
It's like trace amounts of aluminum.
It's probably lead in there too.
Rubbing it into your pores.
Yeah.
And they've known for a long time that the aluminum in antiperspirant causes leukemia, lymphoma, and breast cancer. That's just what it does.
But,
you know what I'm saying?
And that's what drives me nuts.
It's still in there.
And no, that's what drives me nuts. Like, can you please tell me how aluminum has any use in this?
Can you say it like you're British?
I can't.
Aluminium.
How did you aluminium? Aluminium.
That's like an alien.
I don't know.
Aluminium. No, it's
aluminium.
It's just a constant. Stop it.
Aluminium.
I'm going to smack you in a second. That's what's going to happen. You're going to get an aluminum fist.
But you know what I mean? Like, why?
I do.
What? Why?
Because they want people.
Here's a rubber product, because we didn't want to make it out of metal, but there's still trace amounts of aluminium in there.
Well, now we know what he's doing for the rest
of the night. Why are you putting metal in a rubber, like a plastic? It's crazy.
It's not even like the plastic containers have things that get out into our food that are bad.
Oh,
for us.
Plastic.
Didn't know that.
We're partly plastic. You know that, right?
Yeah, it's in our boo days. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the next step of evolution.
Plastic people. No, that's the Kardashians. But all I'm trying to get at is when it comes to food, when it comes to medicine, when it comes to diseases, yes, it's sad that people pass away. It happens. But that's part of life. And a lot of people, we've been educated also by the same systems that, you know, oh, death. Yes, it's sad when people die, but it's like people are going to die.
Right.
It sucks, but that's just the moment you're born, you're 1 second closer to death. That's just a natural fact. People die young, people die old, people die tragically, people die slowly. You know what I'm saying? And that's just it. Like, we sit here and we understand that people are going to pass away, and we're going to do everything we can to prevent that. But why are we going to sit here and try to extend people's lives with medicine so these people can make money? You know what I'm saying? So what we're going to do is we're going to shove all this bad shit into the food, and we're going to shove all this bad shit into the water and the medicine and the materials we use. Why don't we just do it the right way? And if people are going to pass away naturally, people are going to pass away naturally.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whether it's from natural causes, whether it's from car accidents, whether it's from whatever. But why are we making people's lives more miserable and they have to live with these diseases and issues for like what's the point of being alive at that point? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you've seen that video of Bill Gates talking about how to achieve population control.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's nuts. It's if insane. You haven't, you need to watch it.
It's mind-bending.
And it's, yeah, I mean, it's crazy because, you know, there's, I can't remember who wrote it now, but there's a book actually that talks about how the earth is really only sustainable with a certain amount of people on the population. We have far surpassed that, but it's crazy because you'd think they'd want more people around to make more money off of them.
Well, that's they want. We've covered this before.
But because go watch the AI episode, because climate change is a popular
the only
political
thing consistent with the climate is the change, bro. That's it. Like, I'm not saying we're not fucking up the planet by putting trash and shit in the oceans and killing off animal species and shit. That sucks. Like, we shouldn't be doing that. But when it comes down to it, it's like this: you got a constant change in this world is that the earth is always going to be getting hotter and then colder and then hotter. It's been proven. They look at dirt samples and the way things decayed in them. They can tell what happened.
Yeah, and okay? I think it also goes from round to flat to round to flat.
Yes.
Also.
It's like,
yeah.
No, it's just, it's a real simple concept that, yes, we are producing more carbon dioxide in the air. Okay, you know?
Yeah.
They want a carbon tax on everybody. If you drive this car, you do this, or you got cows that fart. Like, that's literally it. It's a carbon tax. They want to do that. But what they don't understand is what eats up carbon?
Plants.
What is this earth right now? Greener than it's ever been since they put a satellite dish into the atmosphere.
Probably.
Okay? Who's the only country in the world part of this climate summit who's actually doing anything about it?
America.
This one. And we're the only ones that are actually taking the blunt end of the stick.
Well, the problem is that, and it really, you know, it really upsets me. I have a Democratic, well, I wouldn't call him Democratic. He's more just straight liberal. But he wanted Biden in there solely based on the fact that they were going to work on climate change. They were going to get, you know, stop the Keystone Pipeline, and they were going to clean up the you know, whole atmosphere. They're going to make it better. We're going to do this and do that. And it's like, yeah, that's cool. I agree with that too. But their plan to do it is stupid.
Yeah.
Be smarter.
They God. That's the problem. Like,
it's unbelievable how, like, so you're telling me you're just going to shit yourself and everything's going to be better?
No.
No, I mean, you can't just literally be like, well, we're going to come out and what we're going to do is we're going to put up a bunch of wind turbines and we're going to ban gasoline cars immediately without having any other shit in place.
Is that George Bush or Joe Biden?
It's George Biden.
George Biden, Bush's Joseph.
Well, you know what I mean, dude? It's like you got to have plans in place. You got to have – we have technology to make even like hydrogen cars. I mean, we have that technology. Well, there's its downsides to that too. But what I'm saying is that nothing. It's not being talked about. There's no good plan put in action.
It's not talked about because they won't let it be talked about. It's called disruptive technology. If you could get a car that runs on water, guess what? The petro industry goes out of business. The automotive industry gets cut in half. Okay, things aren't hot anymore. Things aren't breaking. Okay, takes money out of bigwigs' pockets. And when people who are bigwigs get money taken out of their pockets, they're not happy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's so obvious. This is one of the greatest times to live in because of the fact that the lies and deception are so obvious now that it blows my mind how there's still stupid people out there.
It's not even that they're stupid. It's technically not the population's fault because they have people in these big government institutions and corporations who have studied this, and they pay them handsomely to sit there and do these studies on how the population's brain is going to work. The freaking what's the hive mentality? They know, okay? And this is where they've screwed up. And then they fixed it, and it's like,
what are you going to do with all the batteries?
What?
Like, what? I'm just sitting here thinking, like,
just let me tell my story, Mr. Battery Man. You did this when we did our Shit Hits the Fan episode. You're like, your batteries. No, chill out. Listen, for a long time, they kept people really stupid about things because there was no, okay, you're not helping. They kept people really dumb and in the dark because there was no internet. And as soon as the internet came out and started getting a foothold and everybody had it, that's when everybody was like, hey, look at that. That's a problem. And then the people that be, the powers that be, are up top like, okay, we need to get people that like understand how the population is going to think. And over the last 10 years, instead of like trying to make things better or instead of trying to make things like hush, hush, more quiet, they just doubled down and they put so much bullshit in your face that people are like, I just don't care anymore.
Right. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's stupid. How it works. Yeah. Like, God damn it. I can't even keep up.
Without getting cancer on my tuchus. You know what I mean? Like, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
And it sucks. But it's like, there's still a number of people who are out there like, hey, like us, what the fuck? You know, and they want to speak out and say something about it. But if you get, we're a small YouTube channel right now. We're trying to grow. We're doing everything we can. We're doing everything we can to try to get better.
Yeah.
But in the long run, if the masses don't wake up, nothing can happen. Wait, nothing can change.
What I'll say, seriously, like, if you're somebody who seriously believes the commercials you watch and the you know what even blows my mind even more is that these people actually trust the government and actually trust what is being told to them on the TV. Stupid. I mean, they would rather argue with their neighbor, who they know personally, and not trust their neighbor, but they'll trust the government.
Yeah, man.
It doesn't make any sense to me that these people are out there. And here's my point.
Well, no, that's why they've attacked the education system.
They've got these commercials for electric cars and how it's going to save the planet. We're going to save the planet. Everybody's going to be okay. It's going to be great.
How do they power the electricity?
So here we go. These people that advocate for the electric vehicles to save the planet. That's what we need to do. We need to save the planet. Here's what I'll tell you. They want you to believe that that's going to save the planet when literally the batteries alone are like going to pollute the earth worse than anything that's come before it. On top of, you have to have fossil fuels burn to get the electric cars to work. You're believing the biggest lie ever.
Yeah, and you want to talk about helping save the planet and the trees and the animals and shit, but then you want to put wind turbines kill endangered species. They cause birds are getting chopped up. I mean, literally, like, the wind turbines suck.
And that's what I mean. We have smarter people than this on the planet.
Yeah, you can do hydroelectricity, but
you know how far we could be?
You know how much hydroelectricity power you'd have to create to get enough to power everybody's everything?
And here's a small example. Here's a small example of how they do how they fucking fuck everything up. Okay. Here's why we are not the Jetsons already. Here's why we're not in the future using the power of the sun and using the power of the... here's why. Cell phones. Okay? Hear me out. When you think about cell phones, and this is how they make money, this is why we're not off into the future, having the power of the sun. This is why we don't live the life of the Jetsons. It's not because we don't have the science. It's not because we don't have the technology. It's literally because they want to make money off doing nothing. So with cell phones, because I worked in the industry, this is what they do. They will make the tiniest change to the technology and then sell it as brand new, and they'll do that forever, because why give the population the top tier of technology when they can still make money off of the old technology?
Disruptive technology.
It's literal bullshit. That's why we don't have better lives.
I've said it 100 times.
Yeah, it's
they have the cure for diseases.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I can't tell you right now. What I'm about to say is my opinion. It's something I read a long time ago, a couple different times. Magic Johnson, to my understanding,
he beat it.
Is the only person to ever get AIDS to go into remission.
Right.
To be AIDS-less. Okay. How did he do that?
Because it's racist. Thinks,
God, here we go with that shit. How did Magic Johnson? Magic Johnson was a fantastic basketball player. Okay. And he seems like a decent dude.
Oh, he's not, I've heard, but.
Okay, well, I've never seen anything different. I'm just telling you my opinion. But this is the other opinion I've had. I've read in multiple places. You can go try to look it up. I don't know if it's still on the internet. That's the other thing. People are like, well, where's the facts? It's like, well, they fucking get rid of the facts.
Yeah.
Try to search some contradictory shit burn on the YouTube facts right now, or Google about COVID. You're going to be like, nothing.
They want to burn all the facts of Magic history Johnson, of America.
Supposedly, from my understanding, I don't have the facts on this because it's hard to get. But from what I read, he went and got O3 blood transfusions. O3, which is 3 oxygen molecules, ozone, in a medical form, can kill you or cure you. Air into your blood can kill you or cure you.
Yeah.
And if you get an O3 blood transfusion, which is illegal in the United States because of all the things it takes care of.
Yeah.
Just like how weed was illegal forever.
Yeah.
And now it's starting to come around because people have pushed and pushed and pushed. But O3 killed the pathogens in his blood. AIDS is a blood disease.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's the only person to ever do that. Still looks like $1 million, like he could play today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm getting at is it's like, this technology exists. And whether the thing about Magic Johnson is true or false, it's still a procedure that's done outside of the United States.
Yeah.
O3 blood transfusions. It's a blood scrubbing. It gets rid of natural-born pathogens or unnatural pathogens within your bloodstream. That's what it does.
Yeah.
Okay? Why can't we have that? Why have we had to fight for 20 years to get medical marijuana in the United States? Because it helps people. It helps people who have epilepsy. It helps kids who have all kinds of strokes and seizures. It helps cancer patients get an appetite. It does all these wonderful things. It's a plant that comes from the earth. I don't smoke weed. Yeah. I can't because I want to hide under the furniture. It doesn't do right with me. But for a lot of people, it helps. Why do we have to
sit here and
fight the government that we put into power to do these things for us?
It doesn't make sense. It's literally, if you look at the history of the evolution of marijuana in this country, it is the definition of what they do with everything. They make it illegal so they can make money off of arresting you. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's literally insane. Like when they, like all the old commercials that they used to have to like show people, oh, it makes people go crazy. Ah! And they threw that shit in our faces for how many years, dude?
A lot.
And it's like, it's a total scam. It's a total lie. And it's a perfectly good plant for 1,000,000,000 things that you could think of.
Technically, George Washington grew a form of weed. He was a hemp farmer.
Canceled, tear down his statue.
Yeah, take him off the dollar bill.
It's craziness. I don't know.
That's the way the world works, though. That's where we're at with this.
Yeah.
We're going to continue to try to cover some of this in the future. But it's like, that's why we wanted to do this 3-part series. If you've gotten this far in the series, we thank you for your support. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. It means the world to us. We're almost to 1,000 subscribers.
We'd love to hear what you think about how you see the world and how it works. And
because it's like, if you really want to look in and dive deep, you can do it. You know, you're capable as a human being. The internet exists. The information is out there. You just got to go looking for it because a lot of shit is suppressed.
Yep.
And I'm not just saying that as like a conspiracy theorist. Like, go look. Go read. Don't just believe one side or, you know, somebody who believes the same shit you do. Like, broaden your horizons,
and,
man.
And quit believing everything the government and the TV and the worst, scientists.
The worst sentence in the world you can hear. I'm from the government and we're here to help.
Yeah.
No bueno.
No.
The government is meant to maintain. The government is meant to keep in check. The government should not be the people that are out there like, here, people from a hurricane. Here, people for an epidemic. Here, people for this. Like, they shouldn't be the ones just throwing our tax dollars around.
Right.
In terms of just, like, assistance. Like, this, we need to set up more community-based shit to take care of this shit. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason that people, because there's a lot of us, can't get together and figure some shit out to where we didn't have to funnel so much damn money to the feds.
Yeah.
But there's such... They're so big, and they're so powerful, and they have so many hands and so many things that it's almost like that's why you get these bills that come out of Congress that are like, this tall, 1,800 pages.
What do you mean? Like, no human can read that. There's something in there that's messed up. So
yeah, and it's just like...
I don't know. But
you need to figure it out. Everybody take it easy.
Yeah, if you have a topic along these lines, or you want us to talk about something, put it in the comments, man.
Everything we do is unscripted.
Yeah.
We need to start saying that at the beginning of our videos. Everything we do is unscripted. It's off the top of our head.
Yeah.
It's from what we've
read. People could tell, too.
I hope so. If not, we're doing something right. Probably not, but that would be the case. Until next time, we'll see you guys on Monday. Make sure you turn on them notifications. Check out our Locals account and our TikTok. Take it easy.
Have a good week.
Love one another. We'll see you on the next one.
Deuces.